the soothing sounds of House of MNSN Radio. Good, clean controversy.
And we're back.
We're back.
Oh, hey.
We're back.
So
now
we're show me which one again. Show me which one.
And what was my other choice? I want that one first, actually. So any of you who are in the chat room right now or listening,
are we done our conversation?
No, no. Are we done about that? Okay, well, let's go back.
The only thing I brought all of that up because a lot of it too with those countries too, they're the most progressive in the aspects of free speech, sexuality. Things along that line, too.
There are also countries that have really good social networks and social supports, right? Such as, housing, income, stuff like that, too, right?
So, I mean, that's kind of one of the things. Like, I mean, it wasn't just a religious aspect of it. Well, you know, it was really all about religion, but the countries that seem to do less of that seem to have less issues with sexuality. They seem to have less issues with race, color, they seem to have a lot less issues with free speech. And being a bisexual gay man...
You are?
Yeah, I know, eh? A straight bisexual gay man. I find it really, really difficult with all this religious stuff. No, because, I'm just saying.
I think that's called pansexual, by the way.
Is it?
A straight gay bisexual?
Well, I don't really like having sex with
pans?
With pans, because sometimes they're hot, and I burnt my tongue when I tried to lick one the other day.
No, well, that was really the did. Stove.
I was licking the stove, yeah. Long story on that. He's still chilly on it.
He's still a pup at heart. Somewhere.
Why can't you say he's cute?
He's still a pup.
Right, so, beautiful eyes.
Anyways, do we have anything else to say on that aspect?
Puppy eyes.
I know, Mark, and I mean, if you believe in that, then you believe in that, and no one can take that away, and that's your prerogative to do so, and that's cool. I'm not saying that it's wrong that you do, but I look at it where not you don't see it as harmful, other people sometimes do and make it harmful, that's all. Like, they threw all them gay guys off the top of the fucking building, and ISIS did again.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they threw a bunch of...
Gay men off the building?
Yeah, because it says in the Bible that they need to be thrown from a high place because they were thrown in with Lot from Sodom and Gomorrah. And they threw them off a building. They had social media people that were taking pictures as they came down and as they hit the ground and as they bounced and as their heads exploded. And it was a social media campaign.
But again, here you go. You have a group of individuals who have been brought up believing and thinking a certain way. And their way is the right way and the only way. And that's the thing. You know, you cannot change. And it doesn't matter how hard we try as a community, as a country, to try to change another part of the world to think and believe that what they believe in is wrong and our way of seeing things is right. It is not going to happen in our lifetimes. That's the sad part is that the head of our countries should, and it would be amazing that if when they finally have their world meetings together and they can say, okay, these are the major issues that are no longer working and effective in our country. Certain rights and rules and so forth.
Yeah, but they
don't accept. They're not working. It's not acceptable.
Majority of time, it's not. I don't believe that this is right. They say my God or my other doesn't believe it's right. So if there was that, quote, no God, all of a sudden they have to take responsibility and they have to say it's me that doesn't think it's right, not this person that I call a God.
I think
that's my problem,
when
too.
When it comes to nations interacting with nations, there should be no God involved.
Exactly.
It should be just the politics of the nation without
God. That's never going to happen because everybody has a religion. Every country has possibly a slightly different religion.
No, I agree, but I'm just saying that's the way it should be.
Why the hell didn't John Lennon's vision come true?
I've been thinking that for this whole conversation.
There's no heaven.
Well, John Lennon already covered this.
Yeah,
why are we even talking?
Sing it. Yeah. Imagine that. Anyways.
No.
All right, let's leave this one. Let's leave this one. So.
Yeah.
So as a straight bisexual gay man, I just feel that religion is just not a
straight
good thing.
Bisexual gay man.
Yeah, we're already past that conversation.
We've passed that conversation. Now we're going to talk about Boy Shannon's bruised ass.
Yeah, let's get into the kink portion of the evening.
So Friday night.
Camera's on, Shannon.
Yep.
Bend over, boy.
Wow.
So Friday night, we Master Noel and I had a little, you know, we're going to go for dinner. And he goes, then I'm going to have Boy Shannon over.
Okay.
And I went, okay, and what's going on? Well, you know, and all, was it all day or a couple of days? There was like, okay, the canes are being soaked.
Yeah, I think it started like on like Tuesday.
On Tuesday, you know, it was all a building up to the moment, Friday night, at about 6 p.m. ish. Anyway, Boy Shannon came over and had an experience. Now, would you like to share?
No, you're doing fine.
Well, okay. I can't. There's only a certain limit. I can only comment from the you in the house and you leaving with Master Noel to the dungeon room.
Right. Well, there was a bit of the setup that I sent pictures of me in the bathtub with the canes in the tub with me. And put them on Facebook.
Yes.
Right, but that was for Boy Alex, no?
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was you, yeah.
I think that's where it all started.
I might have.
That is where
it
started.
Yeah, I asked why you soaked the canes.
Okay, another real quick question or comment. You posted a picture that we're going to do our contest with. Can you actually put it onto House of MNSN main page?
On the website?
Yes.
Yes.
Where did you post it?
I did it on the House of MNSN Facebook page.
Facebook. So if open your Facebook pages, everybody, get it? Open your Facebook pages. Open it, yeah. Like a book, get it? Facebook pages.
You sound like a teacher. Stuff. Yeah. Turn to page.
Please
Facebook.
Turn to page to House of MNSM, and you will see a photo. This is going to be a photo of myself, Boy Alex, and a dog. All right. Everyone's going really fast there now. I can hear them. It is, please. The whole contest is for some dungeon time here at House of MNSN. We want you to caption this picture. So,
right.
Anyway, so Boy Shannon is going to put it onto the main and our House of MNSN homepage. But in the meantime, tell us about your experience with the canes.
That was random. Yay, there's a picture and canes. Woo! It was scary.
Good segue.
Yeah, it was really scary. I was terrified, but at the same time, I was not terrified. So I don't. I've just decided that I don't know my brain anymore. My brain tells me, "Don't do this. You're stupid. What is? Wow! Stop it!" But then it shuts
and
up.
And then you're
for
like,
a while.
"Yeah, okay."
Yeah, I'm
do
like,
that
"This
again.
Hurts.
Do that again. It's okay.
Going.
Do it again.
Sure."
And yeah. Boy Shannon does the same thing that you, Boy Alex. I wouldn't you, but no one can see me point at you, Boy Alex. So I'll say, "You, Boy Alex." Is you'll look at me and go, I said I'm fine, but then there's this haze, totally glazed look, and I know that I'm not really sure if you even know what you're saying at some points.
Where I
no,
am.
No, no,
this
no.
One over there was like about 2 hours later, because I feel like I'm drunk.
I did. You know what? Honestly, I got home and I thought I probably should have drove.
It's the endorphins.
It's the endorphins, yeah.
How's your ass today?
It's still a little...
It's one big bruise.
Giant bruise.
It's a whole lot of bruise.
Okay, Master Noel, on your phone...
Yes.
You must have that recording.
Yes, I might. Which one?
Boy Shannon, send this message...
Well, let me find it first.
This particular message after she got in her car and drove, and Master Noel and I were laughing so hard... Actually, I think
but I mean, I don't even know how long she was in the car for.
I wasn't. I literally, I sat down and I picked up the phone. That was
you
it.
You gotta find it.
All right.
Did you
okay,
hear
see,
it?
Everybody listen to this.
The car seat is not my friend.
You gotta
know,
play
you
it again.
That, eh?
Right in the front or something. It wasn't loud enough.
I don't know if I have an input for my phone set up. I don't. All right, let me try it again. I'll turn my mic up really loud.
So hang on.
Oh. Ouch.
Fuck, sir, the car
could
seat
you
is
hear
not
that?
My friend.
Fuck, sir, the car seat is not my friend. That's a really good soundbite. Yeah. We should put that on the website, too.
I think that should be a commercial.
I think that should be
we must make that a commercial. Fuck, sir, the car seat is not
ask
my friend.
Ask Slave. He likes the car heaters after that because they really
no.
help.
No.
A little extra heat there.
And I thought a day would help, but then I had to deliver for a living yesterday. Every time I sat down, it was just another...
I got kicked out again. I'm not liking this new chat room.
It takes a few days.
Yeah, it... Yeah.
I find when I sit in my office chair after a really
and
good
the,
session...
And the three-story walk-up that I had to do, that sucked.
I have been banned from the chat room.
Oh.
Wow.
You're not in as the 666 Master Noel?
Well, no, I've been kicked out, now banned.
Yeah, are you there? We see you.
No, I can kicked out and I'm banned.
I can forgive
okay,
you.
Okay, so next topic.
So anyways, yeah, so that was fun, the little crispy butt on Boy Shannon. And so that's two things. Boy Shannon has done the flogging on the back.
Oh,
which
I like
cool.
flogging.
Oh, I like flogging.
No, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
So does that mean that Claw, we're going to have to go to the, go shopping into the market and get yourself your
Floggers?
Own flogger?
Yeah.
Every boy needs their own flogger.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
True, yeah.
It's going to be quite interesting.
I keep doing this because I can't see around. You keep looking at me like, what did I say? It's like, no, I just can't see around the microphone sometimes.
And now we're talking about, so let's get back to Boy Shannon. So how was you, this was the first time.
Right.
Explain to our listeners and the people in the chat room how you were feeling before, say, coming home.
Knowing that I had to come here?
Yes.
That's my favorite part.
During and
my
after.
Favorite part is terrorizing them.
Let's yeah. all listen.
Shh. All right. So, no, I honestly was excited about coming here, but I had to talk myself into it. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, I'm like, yeah, 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 no, 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 yeah, no, 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 okay, yeah. Like, that's how my whole day was. I didn't do a whole lot of work that day.
No, actually, you didn't.
No,
no.
Not at all.
Did you get wet a few times?
Maybe a little bit.
That's the secret. The minute that moisture happens.
The minute there's moisture.
It happens to us,
too. Area.
In the vajayjay area.
And our G-spot. That happens to us boys, too, but just a different place.
Well,
do tell.
What do you mean?
You started it.
Your ass gets wet?
Uh-huh.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. It puckers.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So you're saying it like lubes itself?
Yes, kind of does.
Wait, wait a minute.
Bit.
I thought that couldn't happen.
We actually talked
it
about
it. It does happen.
I don't think
bit.
It happens.
No, I think it does. I feel it.
What? Yeah, but when you've got the Crisco and you're lubing it up yourself, that's a different thing.
No, you do feel it.
So
actually.
Does your butthole like start to go, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Mine
does. I'm drooling. Oh, yeah, do me. I'm a butthole. Yeah.
So mine does.
Does it?
Mine actually does, yeah.
And what about yours, boy? How
nice
Chianti? So then why do I have to use Crisco when I fist you?
Because it's not that much lube.
Oh.
Why does he have to use lube when he fucks you then?
Because, I don't know.
You know, well, are you sure it's just not leftover water from douching?
No, it definitely.
No?
Okay.
No. What did I say to you the other day that grossed you right out?
I don't know. I don't recall.
Something about, oh, I don't know if it was you.
Oh,
something.
If you're going to play with the meat, yeah, you have to expect the gravy. That's what it is.
Yeah. That's
you want to play with the meat.
I did not make
holy
that
shit.
Up. I did not
actually,
make it up.
Where did that came
that
from?
That is so funny.
I read it online somewhere. I didn't make it up. And it was like somebody was talking about, oh, you know, like, I was having sex with this guy, and, you know, when I pulled out, there was, you know, kind of brownish water, blah, 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 and it was all like, the statement that it was, if you want to play with the meat, you got to expect the gravy. Well, I thought that was fucking hysterical. I love that. And it's true, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. It's going to happen.
It happens.
It does happen. Shit happens. It doesn't matter how much you boys clean out, it's going to happen every day, you know, once in a while, and it's not a big deal.
Oh, yeah, we need a new doucher, boy.
Yeah. Well, the flexible one.
We need the flexible one that gets right up there.
Like I have at my house.
Wow. Now, is this for, like, fun, or is it to actually get ready for when we want to play, boy?
Yes.
Well, kind of
yes.
both, because every time I stick it in there, it's kind of fun.
Wow. See? You know, I remember when we first met.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It hurts.
Oh, he was like, yeah, not really a bottom.
He tells you weren't really a bottom?
Boy,
no,
Alex
I was never
going
to allow that to happen.
Oh, boy.
Oh no, that was right. He was never, ever going to allow anal sex to happen.
I thought you were talking about master.
Boy, Alex says, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to, no.
I always said I was a bottom, sir. I never said I wasn't.
No, he's not talking about
I'm talking
you.
About boy Alex.
Yeah, correct.
It's not about you
and because
right
you sit on it doesn't make you a top.
Huh?
Well, I just
it's
think
all right.
I
you'll get it, that in a minute. Said, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just yeah. call it expanding my horizons.
And your
shit
anal cavity.
You have come along
Annie Lennox.
Boy and
yay. Well, it's after 7. What time are we going to?
Commercial break, everyone.
They're just clapping his way out and just standing his eyes.
No, we're going to take a quick commercial, and then we'll come back to say goodnight.